Hey guys, welcome to this free call. I am so excited about sharing this brand new training with you guys, and it's really going to be a journey backward for me, talking about exactly how I left my 9-to-5 job, or I guess you could call it day job, you know, the grind, whatever you want to call it, to leave that world and to really be my own boss, a full-time entrepreneur, reaching upwards $10,000 per month. Now half of that is actually coming from passive income as we speak. So it really is possible for you. If I can do it at a young age with two kids, a mortgage and all the responsibilities of life, you know, if I can do it, you can do it as well. So let's get right into the training. The first thing that I want to talk to you guys about is believing that it's possible. Okay, this has to come from a deep place within you of not just believing, but beginning to feel certain that this is your destiny, what you're meant to do. And what that means is painting a picture, getting clear, and really understanding this is what I want. So if I rewind all the way back to after college, looking for a job, you know, going to the first thing I found, which was like a sales position, it only took me a few months really to realize I did not feel passionate about several of the jobs that I had, including that very first one. And then I kept kind of exploring, you know, but what never left me was a belief that I could create something that I actually enjoyed. So when I found out that the first job was not a passion of mine, I decided to quit and try something different. So I jumped into a different kind of industry. I thought maybe if I did something with more purpose, you know, working for a more purpose-driven company, that I would be happier. And what it came down to was it didn't really matter if I was in sales or marketing. It didn't really matter if the company was, you know, really purpose-driven or if it was just something I totally didn't care about. The truth is that I didn't like being managed by other people. I didn't like having a ceiling or a cap to my creativity and my income. So I began to believe that I was capable of having my own business and to really, you know, go off on my own and be my own boss. So first thing first, right? Believing it's possible. And I would also throw in following your intuition. Okay. So your gut must be telling you at some point, you know, I don't feel that this is my calling. If your gut is telling you that, I would say trust it and begin to take the steps that are going to be necessary to get yourself out of there. So listen to your heart. Are you doing what you're called to do, or do you see a bigger picture? Do you see something more fulfilling with more freedom, etc.? Because trusting your gut is going to play a huge part in this. All right, so let's talk about the next thing. Let's get even more tangible now. Getting off the hamster wheel, you know, getting off of what everyone else in society tells you, like we need to have a safe job, or working at some corporate place is going to be like the best opportunity ever. Like society or our parents or grandparents or whatever might have drilled certain messages into our head that getting a job is safe and it's a good secure thing. It's okay if you want to get off that hamster wheel or get off of that train of thinking to create your own perspective and to believe that it's possible, right? And the way that you do that is to start leveraging other ways or alternate paths for an income flow, okay? So that means there's not just one option. You're not just making one paycheck from one job, but start realizing that there's multiple ways for you to make money and start exploring those routes. So I'm going to make that real and tangible for you by telling you about my own personal experience. One thing I began doing was I got certified as a Zumba instructor, one of my very first business ventures. A Zumba instructor is just like an exercise program. And basically, I started teaching those at different fitness clubs and I started making money on the side and realizing that, hey, I could make like $50 an hour doing this Zumba class. You know, of course, it's hard work. You're up in front of a fitness club and you're exercising. And but still, I was realizing I'm capable of making more than like $15 or $20 an hour, you know, and that's what an entry level salary job pays. I mean, realistically, it's what, $30,000, $32,000, $35,000. You know, a lot of people are in programs, technical programs and stuff, where their goal is to make like $40,000 or $50,000 a year. And that's like not that much money. You know, I hate to break it to you, but you're capable of a lot more than that. So anyway, getting your mindset out. So the Zumba thing is one thing that I tried, realized, hey, I could make $50 an hour. If I filled the class up to 10 or 20 people and everyone was paying $10 for the class, I could even make $100 in an hour. You know what I mean? So trying different methods. The other thing that was a huge eye-opener for me was I actually met someone at a networking event while I was working at one of my 9-to-5 jobs. And this woman was hiring part-time salespeople, but it wasn't like a commission-only sales job. I mean, she was paying hourly, and she said, my company pays $35 an hour, and we're looking for salespeople to help us to do some phone calls and emails. You know, we train the whole thing. Do you know anyone who's interested? And at the time, I was like, well, wow, $35 an hour. That sounds pretty solid. You know, it was more than what I was making. So I came home, I talked to my husband and ran the numbers with him. Because at this point, we were already married. So I got married pretty young. I think I was 21 or 22 when we got married. So this all happened pretty quickly. I mean, I just background story real quick. I actually graduated from college when I was 20, right before my 21st birthday, because I've always been like a fast action taker. I do things fast. I don't stall. I make decisions and I move forward. So when I decided I was going to college, I went, knocked out all my classes. I took summers, intersessions. I had a packed schedule and I just went go, go, go. So I got done, met Jason when I was probably like 21, 22-ish. We got married right away. So that takes me to about the age of 22 when I was exploring the corporate world, working jobs. And then I met this woman, Catherine, at an event who actually ended up hiring me. And so what I started doing after I ran the numbers with my husband is we found out that I could actually work 20 hours per week and make the same salary that I was making at my full-time job. Okay, so at the full-time job, I was making a very minimum marketing, like entry-level job. I was probably making about $35,000 salary, which ends up being something like $15 an hour. And so what I found out was I could actually be making $35 an hour working half the time. Okay, so these are the kind of things you have to start thinking about, getting out of the 9-to-5 and trying things that are going to be paying more and that are going to be leveraging your time. So I had less work hours, 20 hours a week. Actually, I think when she hired me, she was only giving me about 10 hours. And that gave me the opportunity to say, okay, so I have this sum of money coming in from this job. And I'm actually going to pull out a calculator right now and run the numbers for you, what this really looked like for me. So if it was 35 hours, or $35 times 10, I was only making about $350 a week. That's times a month, probably about $1,500 a month, not a huge amount of money. But what I decided is I was going to compensate for the rest. Like I had this job, but then I was going to come up with more things. So I started self-teaching myself about how to build websites and how to do marketing. I was getting really into social media, really into creative design, website design, stuff like that. So I began also finding jobs locally, like a website project that I would build for a fitness club, or maybe a coffee shop that needed some marketing. And I would just lay out a price like, okay, for $500 a month, I'll do this for you. Or for, you know, $800, I'll build you a website. And I would just drive around town, go to networking events and things, and just start offering my services as a marketing, basically a marketing person, you know, marketing consultant. So this was my open door. I had exited the 9-to-5, the traditional route, and I was off the hamster wheel. You know, I was out, and I began to see this world of multiple streams of income and coming up and really being your own boss, you know, finding creative ways to make money basically out of thin air, to come up with something that you could provide and begin to do that. So, all right, next point that I want to get to is understand that your whole story is part of the process. So for those of you who feel like you're in a really challenging situation, maybe you have 4 kids at home, or maybe you have some kind of, I don't know, like a disability or anything that's like holding you back, a challenging relationship or parents or a sister or whatever, kids, just understand for a moment that your whole story is part of the process. So where you are right now is where you're meant to be, and it's going to help you in the whole process, okay? So you have to understand that people who don't go through any kind of trial or any kind of difficulties, they don't become as strong as those of us who do. When you go through things and you come out the other end stronger, it helps you in the long haul. So that's why I just want to make that point, to pause here and to really think where you are is perfect. It's where you're supposed to be, and it's a great starting point to begin to make your shifts, okay? The whole thing, what you've gone through to where you are, was meant to happen, and it's part of the process, okay? So let's keep diving into some of the other points that I want to make. As you migrate away from the traditional route of making money to making your own flexible income, you have to be determined and you have to be confident, okay? So determination is one of those things for me. It is like persistence and even perseverance, the ability for you to keep going and keep trying and keep trying. So no matter how many people say no to you, no matter how many times you go to a networking event, you don't meet anyone, or if you try some Facebook ads and they don't work, or maybe you have 20 or 30 or 40 phone call meetings or meetings in person and people say no to your services, you have to be determined to keep going. It doesn't matter how many no's you get. You have to keep going. That's perseverance. That's falling on your face and getting back up, okay? One of my favorite stories is actually Jack Canfield's, the guy who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. So if you were born anytime, I don't know, I'm trying to think, like maybe it was the 90s, or how old was I? I remember being like a teenager, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul was like a huge explosion. Like, I bought Chicken Soup for the Soul for everyone for Christmas, like Chicken Soup for the Teacher's Soul and the Pet Lover's Soul, whatever. So this series of books written by Jack Canfield, that author, Jack, he was actually, and I had the pleasure of meeting him in person, but his book was rejected by 144 publishers. So imagine for a second what that would feel like to get rejected to your face, like to work on something, a masterpiece, you know, for months or years, or I don't know how long they worked on it, but then they got rejected 144 times. But he kept going. All right, that is perseverance, and that is the key to success. It's getting up when everyone else is going to start quitting. Okay, the only reason that probably I'm successful is because I have a delusional belief in myself that no matter what, I'm going to keep going. I have bad days. Trust me, I have some rough moments where I doubt myself, or I have a pity party and whatever, but I get over it. I get up again the next day, or a couple hours later after I get a latte or a little something to make myself feel better, and then I get back at it, okay? So persistence, keep on going. The other thing that I want to mention is confidence is very important during this entire process. Somebody who is confident is much more attractive than someone who's not. So when you begin selling your services, please understand, or even if you're going to go right into the digital product world, or selling e-courses or something like that, confidence is attractive. You have to know what you're talking about, and you have to be able to present it in a way that will entice and attract people. So be confident. Know what you're talking about. Believe in what you're selling. I can give you another story of when I was trying to make it as an entrepreneur, exploring multiple different income paths. You know, I did try some multi-level marketing, like a direct selling. And the problem for me was that I never fell in love with the brand. I didn't care that much about the product line. And so in the end, I had to look in the mirror and say, I can't sell this confidently. Like, when I do my business right now, I believe wholeheartedly in everything that I sell. Because if you look at my testimonials, I mean, the lives that I have been able to help change, the women who have been able to make a living off of their income that I helped them to create, you know, those stories, my clients, all these things that have helped me to believe in what I do, to believe that, what I have created, what I teach other people, it works, okay? And I have very, very high confidence in my products, my programs, and my services, which is what you're going to need to do as well. Another thing that I want you guys to understand is when you go into business, you have to understand that there are going to be investments that have to be made. You're going to have to invest in yourself as a person, and there's multiple levels, okay? So if you are seriously struggling with the self-confidence or self-doubt, the mental stuff, you are really going to have to get those things figured out and invest in some sort of coach or mentor that's going to help you get past it. Otherwise, you will sit in some kind of a circle. You know, you're going to like keep turning till the point where you don't have clarity, or you don't believe in yourself, and you're just like in a circle, you know, like a dog chasing its tail. Or I've heard the analogy of a captain with a ship where he keeps turning the sail and he's undecisive. He doesn't know what he's doing, and he realizes that his ship has just been turning in circles. You don't want to do that. A really good way to go is to invest in coaching and training, because the truth is, knowledge is powerful, absolutely powerful. The things that I learned from my coach and from the programs that I've purchased have helped me get to where I am. So had I not made those decisions to invest in myself and the education, I would still be struggling. I probably wouldn't know how to sell. I probably wouldn't know how to create sales pages or how to create a website or how to, you know, be more confident or all the different things, how to create an e-course, like multiple different things that I've learned and mastered. It took training and it took coaching to get me there. So investing in yourself, it is, it's not something that only rich people do. It's something that you have to do all the way at the beginning. Otherwise, you will be at a lower grade. Like, you'll be at a lower level than the people who are really mastering what they're doing, and they're learning from the best of the best. Like, if you want to flop around and just kind of try stuff and throw spaghetti at the wall and be like, I wonder if this is going to work. I wonder. You don't have to wonder. You can actually learn processes and learn from people who have done it and get to your goal faster, okay? So please start saving or set aside some money, or even like if it's going to be a risk, I have put coaching on credit cards, you know, with like I found credit cards where it was 0% financing, and then I just put a program or a coaching on the credit card because I knew I was determined to make that money back. You know, it's an investment, and then you're going to earn that money back. You're going to have to hustle and put into action what you learn, and no problem, you can pay that off. All right, so let's keep going with some more tips as well. So the next one is really, you need to focus on giving value to other people. And the second part of that is going to be focus on creating and not stalling. So let's attack the first thing first. Focus on giving. Giving value, meaning what do people need? What do people want? What are they going to pay for? And also, are you warming people up to you? Are they getting to know you, like you, and trust you through the free stuff that you're giving out there? So that's why I say focus on giving. You know, there was actually a movie that I saw when I was young. All Dogs Go to Heaven. Maybe that's the name of it. All Dogs Go to Heaven. Anyway, my mom would always sing that song. The more you give, the more you're going to get. So they're like dancing around with a slice of pizza and they're like, the more you give, the more you're gonna get. And gosh, that song still sticks with me. But the truth is, the more you give, the more you are going to get. All right. So that means give value, get out there, speak on stages, talk to people, run webinars, do free coaching calls, get your brand out there, get yourself out there, write books, write articles. What are you going to do to provide value to other people? The more that you give, the more attractive you become, because people, their eyebrows get raised and they're like, oh wow, look at all that she's giving. Look at how this person is just radiating light, just shining light. You know what I mean? And the money starts to come flowing in because you're focusing on giving other people stuff that they need, information, inspiration, whatever format that might be in. And the other, you know, the second part of this is focus on creating and not stalling. So I'm going to give you my own personal story right now that for a couple days, I've been in a strange little funk and I've been stalling. It's been some sort of resistance where they say, you know, you hit a new level, new devil. So the resistance or the kind of forces that are in you that give you like self-doubt, sometimes those kind of feel, those negative things can still attack even when you're successful. Okay, so people who make 10K per month, like in my range, all the way up to people who make millions of dollars, we all struggle with still having something come up sometimes, you know, something will happen and we have to deal with that resistance. And so the point is to not focus on the resistance and the stalling, because that's what I started doing. I actually reached out to a couple of friends on Facebook. I was like, man, I'm really having this weird kind of funk right now. And what I realized is, why the heck am I sitting here and focusing on the stupid self-doubt? Like, I am just sitting here and stalling, and I had to call myself out on it. What I should have been doing instead is creating content, which is exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm creating this recording for you guys because I know it's going to be powerful. I know I have an immense amount of value and inspiration to give all of you with my story and my knowledge. So that's what I decided to do. Get off of the stalling train of like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. And just start doing it. Take action, create something. If you don't know what to create, I can give you some ideas. Create an ebook, create an audio, create a podcast, create a video, create a YouTube video, create a vlog. I mean, gosh, you could create anything and start giving value. Okay? So that is how I want to wrap up this conversation. I have some brand new programs coming out, and what I'm going to do is post a link to it below this recording. So I hope that all of you guys, if you feel inspired and ready, you can certainly reach out to me. My email is me@susieromans.com. That's SusieRomans.com. SusieRomans.com. You can reach out to me or you can check out the link that I'll put below this audio recording to help you move forward, because I know that you are full of potential. You are full of a shining light that has come, that was in you since you were born. Okay, we all have a purpose and a calling, and for you to hide or to shun or dim that light and pretend like it's not there is literally doing a disservice to the world. So go out there and live your dream, live your purpose, and just keep moving forward with that persistence, okay? I'm sending you all hugs and love and blessings. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in another training. Bye-bye.